We were up to the Mishnah and the Pesach Gimel, Amud Aleph. Kotzeitz Adama Yidei Atzmo, Yidei Beno Vitah HaGdolim. Actually, this Mishnah is simply repeating what we already learned before, because we quoted this Mishnah the day before. The person can make a deal in which he takes cash instead of his rights for eating for himself or for his children who are Gdolim, who can be Molka. Same for his servants, and for his wife, because all of these can be molchel. So even though we come out that the question over here is dependent on Mishal Shamayim, if you hold Mishalo, then it really wouldn't matter whether they're gdolim or not. But over here they can be molchel in advance, whatever rights they would have because of what he's doing for them. However, he cannot make any such agreement for those who cannot be molchel in advance. This too we had yesterday. Someone who hires workers to work in a vineyard that they're not allowed to eat from, because it's Netar Avoy, and therefore it has been a Ma'aseh Sheni, Hare Elu Lo Yochlu, then of course they can't eat it. But in Lo Hodiyem, if he didn't let them know in advance, then because they had every right to assume that they would be able to eat it, Podeh U'ma'afilan, and he would have to be Podeh the Peirot in order to provide them with their food. He eats Parasu Agulav, this part of the mission we also had yesterday. Someone who is the agulim, which are the pressed figs, and that they're pressed as these little round figs, they fell apart, they needed to be repressed. Or nitpaku kavod yitzal, or his barrel opened, and we said, of course, this really depends whether you're learning the Chachomim or Rabbi Akiva, at what point the barrels of wine become chayav and maaser. But in any event, however one learns, the case over here was that they assumed that it was not nigmar malachto lamaaser, because usually someone who is hired to press the figs, they're not in a state of nigmar malachto until after they're pressed. They think he's going to be able to eat it. If somebody who is in a position of either sealing the barrel, if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, is assumed that he is the one that is going to be skimming the top to make it not nigmar malachto lamaaser. And over here, he doesn't realize that it had already been. What do you call that when it came to this? When you seal a barrel?
Oh,
it was with a C. Yeah.
With a wine?
Yeah. I can't remember the word. But they had already been sealed. He didn't realize that they had opened it. So therefore, it's misleading to them. And the lo hadiyim maaser u'marachinon. If he didn't let them know about this, then he has to take off maaser and let them have. Shomrei peirot oklim yochot midina avalom en haTorah. For just watching peirot, then there's no right. Now there's two ways of understanding this. Just watching peirot might be talking about the problem of not really doing any work, because watching may not consider to be work with the peirot, in which case that would explain why you don't have any rights when you arrive. So, however, mihilchot medina, which means from social norms, and therefore it's assumed to be part of the hiring agreement, you do have a right to eat. That's one way of learning it. And the other way of learning it may be that if shmirah is considered to be work, then the question over here is perhaps the reason that you're not zochet to be peirot midioraita may be talking about because they are, it's not clear, is it, whether they're tzilushim or whether they're mechubarim? It's not clear. Mm-hmm. Now, then it would depend on whether we're talking about kodem gemar malachta on a kolosh, which would allow you to have rights to it, or b'shas gemar malachta mechubar, which would give you rights, but shmira would not be b'shas gemar malachta. Therefore, the problem wouldn't be that you're not working, it's that you're not doing the correct work that would give you rights to it. There's a lot of different ways to understand this, and we'll see this in Machlokas. In the Gemara, we're going to bring a raya from the opening Mishnah as to what really it is. Shomrei Peirot, Omar Rav, the Rav's approach to the Mishnah, we don't even begin discussing the first part of the Mishnah, those three sections we already did very well. So Shomrei Peirot, Omar Rav, Lo Shanu, Lo Shomrei Ginotu Pardesim. We're talking about over here people that are watching peirot that are mechubar, and that's why they don't have a right to it, because they're only being shomeret, and it's b'sha'ah, if it's mechubar, b'sha'ah she'eino gemar malachto, then you don't have any right to eat. So therefore, they have rights. They don't have any rights to eat. Nonetheless, they are eating because of the social norms, which is called Yilchot Medina, and that's assumed to define the nature of the relationship, unless it's otherwise specified. Now, if the din would be in a case where he would be shomer by mechuber, right? So let's say he would be working, he would be actually working, not shomer, I mean working by mechuber, so he would be hoeing it or something, or weeding it, then for sure he would be eating mitam yilchot medina, though, still. So if it's not shatmar malachta. But in other words, if yilchot medina are willing to cover even people who are doing the light shmirah, coach, then it would cover people that are actually working it. That's Rav's approach. But there would be no way to eat Minat Torah here at all. Because no matter how we would learn it, it wouldn't be Meshach Mamalakhtan of the Mechuzah.
Is this
something being edible? Yeah, but it's not edible, so then there's nothing to discuss. They don't have any proof to eat something that's not food.
So it's still edible before Shabbat Mamalakhtan?
Yeah.
The whole thing is.
That's yeah, it hasn't been finished. I haven't, whether it's piling it up, or whether it's pressing it in things, or whatever the particular thing is. But, says Rav, if the case would be Shomrei Gitot Va'arimot, if you're talking about Shmira on Talush, where now it was already off, over there, on Talush it doesn't have to be, on the contrary. Over there now, it's up to Gemara Malachtan when it's Talush. That's when you have the rights to it. So there, they would be Ochlin Minat Torah, even though you're only watching. But watching, according to Rav Katsava, Mishaner Kosei Ma'asedam, watching is part of real work. Shmuel says on the contrary. The problem over here is watching, that it's not real work. It's not Kosei Ma'asedam. That's why you're not eating. So if you're only missing one element, which is the work. In other words, we're talking about over here, Lo Shana Lo Shomrei Gitot Va'aremo. Okay, you're doing the kind of thing which if you were really doing any serious work, you would have a right to eat from it. But you don't because it's only watching. So on that you have Yilchot Medina that allow you to eat. Avo Shomrei, no too far they seem, if you would be watching. So that's one problem, you're only watching. And the second problem is, you're watching on Mechuber, and it's not the Shas Mar Malacha, then you have two problems wrong, then you wouldn't be Zolcha even Miyokot Medina. Koshike not Yidivrei Torah, because you've got two things that are missing over here. So there, Einam Oklin Lo Minat Torah Velo Miyokot Medina. So according to Shmuel, Kasava Mishamel, Lav Kosem Ma'aseh Zami, he holds that watching is not considered to be serious work with the payroll. Mosi Rav Akiva Bar Ravuna, HaMishamer et HaPara, Mishamer et HaGadim. Now here it says, somebody who watches the Para Aduma after it's been shafted, and it has to be watched over 2 months. So now, who's going to watch it? But the din is that anybody who works with the Para is Mishamer his clothing. He becomes Tamei. Now he's called Osim Bapara. If you're telling me that Mishamer is not considered to be Osei, why is he Mishamer et HaGadim? So it seems from here that Rav is proven correct, that Shmira is considered to be a serious work.
Okay,
no, he's doing something, sure. The Amr. No, but it doesn't say it. It says only that those who are doing it. The Amr, Mishamer, Lapa, Sema, Sedom, Yamai, Metame, Begadim. Why would he be Metame? Omer, Rabba, Barula, he's not really Metame, right? He's Metame, Midirabona. There are Shema Yaziz Ba'eva, we're afraid he might move it. If he moves it, it'll be Mitame through his Nagiyah of it, and therefore we don't want to take any chances, so we tell him, you're going to become Tame. Moti Rav Kahana, how about this case? HaMishamer Arbava Kamesh Miksha'ot, somebody who's watching 4 or 5 pumpkin patches for different people, for 4 or 5 different owners, HaRei Zalo Yemalei Kristo Miachav Behen, he should not eat all from one owner. Now when we call a chaviyachad or chalaf b'cheshbon, you should split it between the various owners. Now, I amrit, mishamer lapko, se ma'aseh dami. According to you, he's not doing anything. So, amai also, why in the world is he eating? I thought, according to Shmuel, if you're being shomer something that's mekubar, and it's not shat gemar malacha, then you don't even get right to Yilchot Medina. So here it seems very clear that with mekubar you do get right to Yilchot Medina, which is exactly what Rav said, again proving that Rav is right and Shmuel is wrong. Rav Shimi Barash is talking about akurim, for heaven's sake. They're not. It means pumpkin patches where the pumpkins have already been picked. Akurim? So then you can't eat it because it's already Nigmar Malachar Lamaaseh? There's nothing else you need to do with a pumpkin, is there? Yes, there is. Shloni tell us, Shalahem. You don't cut off the top. Remember we had Mishi Patku. Here it's talking about gourds, right? where you have or eggplants, where you have the little thing on the top, that has to be broken off to consider to be now ready to be maaser. Over Rav Ashi says, well, actually, Kabbalah to the Shmuel this path. It's more logical to understand this whole series of Mishnahs, where Shmuel understands it, that Shmira is not considered to be a maaser, and that's the issue. It's not. Because take a look at the opening Mishnah. Elo Ochrim Min HaTorah. Now, and just those words. What doesn't that mean that Min HaTorah they don't eat, but they would eat Min HaRabbanan, right? No, just telling you. Enam Ochrim Min HaTorah. Just saying Elo Enam Ochrim. If you're saying Elo Enam Ochrim Min HaTorah, you're saying, well, the following wouldn't eat Midiraita, but they may be eating because of other reasons. Maybe because of Yochot Medina. Ha'oseh b'mechubar l'karka. Somebody who's working on the ground, b'sha'at gemar melacha, only at the time that it's been finished. Or, b'talush, until gemar melacha, right? Okay, so in other words, mechlav yikad lo kachol minatorah elam yochot medina. So that means that there's some of the cases. I mean, we're going to figure out which ones. But some of the cases don't eat midiraita, but do eat from the yochot medina. Okay, now let's try to figure out what those cases are. Let's take a look at the states, and the continuation now of the mission runs like this. The elu she'inan ochli. Whereas the following don't eat. Now, when you say don't eat, what do you mean? Ma'inan ochli. If you mean the following don't eat min haTorah, but they do eat miyochot medina, then you're just repeating the ratio. We don't need a mirror image of the ratio. I know ratio. Elolav she'ein ochrim lo min haTorah, v'lo miyochot medina. They don't have a right to eat at all. And what are those? Oseh b'chubar lekarka b'sha'ah she'ein gemar melacha. Saying over here, those that are not eating bichlal, okay. So when it talks about the Reisha, it's referring to those that don't eat Minat Torah, but they do eat for something else, that must be talking about not someone who is working on a Bechor B'Lekar, but rather someone who is more working on Tolosh, Akshalo Digmar Malacha, but not really working. What would that be? He's only doing Shogat. The only way to really understand the Mishnah is like Shmuel. Because the way Rav is learning how to explain the case, it says over here they wouldn't be eating Shein Ochim at all. What would that be? Somebody who's working either on the foot of the cart or the Shein Gemar Malach. Certainly. Of course, Shomregi knows upon the scene where they're going to be missing even the work, right? So that doesn't make any sense according to Rav. Must be that it's the Shomer of a Talush. That would be the Shomer of a Talush. Would he feel for the Dinah? You're on. We have four cases of arrangements in which somebody accepts responsibility for someone else's thing, and they are Shomer Chinam, where he's agreeing to watch as a favor, Hashoel, someone who's borrowing something, Notei Sachar, someone who's being paid to watch, Vehasocher, and someone who is renting. Now, a Shomer Chinam is Nishba Alakol. Whatever happens, If he could swear that there was no gross negligence, he's going to be caught. So he has to be. But he has to be able to be nishba. Hashoel, the borrower, he's mishalim at hakol. No matter what happens, he has to pay. Because he now stands in place of the owner. His agreement is, I will replace what I'm borrowing. Okay, so it's not my problem why you need to replace it. But just replace it. The nosei sachar and the socher, they both have the same din, in that they are nishba'im, ala shvurav, ala shvuyav, ala meitah. This is v'hu nishbar, or nishbar, this is based on the pasuk, the lashon in the pasuk. So the lashon in the pasuk refers to something which got broken accidentally, or it got captured, and somebody walked off with it, the ala meitah, and something that died, and he owned it. In other words, they would be able to be nishba'an. If it was captured by a band of, soldiers or whatever, and obviously he can't stand up for that. So Nishalmim et Avidah et Agneva. They don't have an option to swear when it comes to Gneva Aveda. They have to pay. In Sirut? That's a very good question, which we'll see when we get to the next mission, which starts dealing with the name of She'ela, why we put the Arba Shalmim here. Excellent question. Mantana Arba Ashomim. Who is the author that holds that there are four Shomim? Amr Nachman Amr Bavur, Rabbi Meir. Going Rabbi Meir. Said, Rabbi, what are you talking about? He said, the last way, Arba Ashomim. What do you mean? Who holds this four Shomim? It's in the book. Or am I like, no. Okay, Kamina, I mean, Man Tana Socher Kano Sei Sachar, who is the author of this Mishnah of Arba'a Shomrim that says that the Socher, which is very interesting, someone never tells us what the din is of a Socher. Tells us what the din is of a Shoel, but someone who rents, the Mishnah here is claiming that someone who rents has the same din as if he were being paid to watch. Who is the author of the Mishnah that would hold that? That's Rabbi Meir. That's what Rabba was saying over here. But I thought Rabbi Meir said the opposite. Rabbi Meir and the Brisa. Rabbi Meir, Yipchashaminelek. Titania Socher Ketam Mishalim. Rabbi Meir on that Yishom Ashinam. Rabbi Meir is the one who says that that since he's paying, he pays like a Shomer. He takes responsibility on like a Shomer Kinan. It's Rabbi Yehuda who says that he's a Shomer Tzaka. Well, Rabba Bar Avuha, you Krakatani. It was Rabba Bar Avuha who was quoted as saying over here that it was Rabbi Meir. He had this price, huh? In the opposite. That it was Rabbi Meir who said that it's a Shomer Tzaka. But anyway, but then that means that there really aren't Arba HaShomerim. There's only Shulcha Shomerim. That means, at least in terms of categories, there's only three categories of Shomerim. There's four Shomrim in terms of defining the case. The truth is that, as you pointed out, the Nehem Shlosha. Now, who Raya, the Hadikaroya Chiyut Agudin and Har Papa? There was a certain shepherd who was shepherding these animals on the edge of the Papa River. And one of them slipped and fell into the water. It was what? Slikamid Rabba Upatri. He went to Rabba, and Rabba said he's potter. And am I happy by Lameva? What was he supposed to do? I'm not talking. After all, he watched it the way normal people watch it. Yes, I understand that it would have been possible to avoid the water altogether, but that's not the way people take care of their animals. People generally let animals walk next to the water. And therefore, why is he more responsible than the owner would be? I'm like, Abaye. I mean, come on, Abaye. What kind of thing is that? I thought if somebody agrees to an arrangement by which he's going to take care of something, then it means that he's going to take care of it in ways that he wouldn't allow himself to be left. I mean, according to you, if you tell me that he leaves the animals outdoors because he's hungry to get a sandwich, and everybody goes for lunch to buy a sandwich, and he's going to McDonald's, he has the right to leave these things outside and not watch them? Chalkinami to Potter? He would be part of them? Normally, yeah, I absolutely would do that, yes. That's what the owner would do.
Is he a
player? Yes, he's being paid. He's a Shomer Tzaka.
He's a player.
What's that?
He's a worker.
Yeah. Shomer Tzaka. He's somebody who's paid to watch.
He's a player?
Yeah. What do you mean?
No.
That's his work. His work is to watch, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's the broader sense of that. So, I don't even know. Right? So I would say that in the same way that an owner would leave his car running for a minute, would back out and grab the order and come back, and the fact that somebody may jump into the car and drive off with it, that's what people do. People take chances like that. So, he's telling me that Ghana for itself? Even the Ghanaian, and if he takes a little nap maybe, like he falls asleep under an apple tree, like people sometimes do after his family? That's exactly what I would say. That's correct. So he asked Rabba, but the Bryce says over here that the following type of one, a Shomer Tzaka would be potter on it. He's gone. But a pearl sheva vatikachem, here now, this was a disaster. What happened to poor Eov? That there was an invasion by these soldiers from Shva, grabbing away all of his flock. That Anarim, Yikula Pichara, they murder his shepherds. The Imotarakani Levatila Gibaka, I alone have escaped to tell you the bad news. One of the Makot of Eov. That's called an Oni. Not taking a break or falling asleep under a tree. Oh, Malay Hosen Bechazane Mata. Yes. But that price is referring to people that are hired as town watchmen. I mean, obviously, if you're being hired as a town watchman, then the agreement is that you're going to be doing the things that other people are not going to be doing. That's the whole point. Otherwise, people can watch themselves. I mean, we're hiring you in order to allow us to get away with murder, basically. So that's what you're being paid for. I mean, then it's obvious that he's got to do more than the average bear would do. Okay, how about this?
About you. case by you.
No, no, no. The bride that refers to Eov as a model for what was only that to be an onus is talking about Tazanei Mata. It's said, how about this bride? Ad matai shomer sachar chayav lishmor. Ad kidei hagiti liyom achalani chorev v'karach balayla. Like Rashi says, that's not like Yaakov says, Vatidash, Matai, I never slept. But don't you have a right to be like anybody else? So you see, clearly you don't. You're being paid to watch. You got to do more than everybody else. So Amalei, Osanami, Bekazanei Mata, that person is referring to watchmen. I'm like, what? Yaakov Avinu was a watchman? Yaakov Avinu was hired to be a shepherd. Oh, so Yaakov Avinu, Kazan Mata, Ave. Yes, obviously Yaakov's contract with Lavan was a pretty tough contract. I mean, Lavan kept pushing him up against the wall, and he yes, so he had agreed to be the equivalent in terms of how much work he was going to do. It because Chazanei Mata, he can't figure out from there to more. A shepherd who is in the middle of shepherding leaves his flock and comes into town. And meanwhile, Baz the Ave the Tarat, a wolf, makes himself at home in the flock. Bariva Daraz, or a lion, has some fun. We don't say, well, if he was very good at pacing, Elom Dimasok. We analyze the case. If he would have been able to save it, fine, then he's tired. Rimlav Patur. Now, I mean, I'm assuming that when it says the guy went into town, it means he went into McDonald's to get a sandwich. So why should he be tired? He should be pauper. He's made it a normal thing. So my love, the Alba Idne, the Isla Yinshi. And nonetheless, it says over here, if, had he been there, he would have been tired, he would have been capable of saving it, he's tired. You're not allowed to take a break. Well, that'll be the Delilah machine.
Coffee break.
He went in for a non-standard coffee break. Oh, wait a minute. Then why would he be caught there even if he couldn't have saved it? It's Ilatov Shiav, it's also Baoni. If he wasn't allowed to leave, then he was negligent. He was negligent. Then even though the end result is there was a lion that he wouldn't have been able to save, even had he been there, that's Ilatov Shiav, it's also Baoni. Right? Now, yeah. Now, the obvious question is, so, and how did the buyer help? According to him, he wasn't allowed to go even during the time that the guys were going into town. So according to him, Yaskin himself would be cut out of the Shia himself alone. Tosis learns from this an extremely important halach that it's clear that that would have been the equivalent not of Shia, but of Yenev of Avena. In other words, the fact that he shouldn't have taken a break when everyone was taking a break is not negligent, because it is the norm, even according to Abayah. But what it is the additional chiyuv of a shomer tzav. That additional chiyuv is what makes him responsible to pay for the name of Abayah, but it's not called negligence. Which means that chilav of chiyuv of a bonus does not mean any time that you did something which might have changed the outcome in other circumstances. That's not what it means. It means literally, it has to be gross negligence. And what you did was not gross negligence. It was acting the way the owner would act. So you may be chayav in Geneva Vaveda, but it does not make you chayav in terms of Kosovo Pia. It's an extremely important insight that has a lot of application. Okay? So in any event, why is it Kosovo Pia? It's not Kosovo Pia. That's correct. That's the thing. But now that you're telling me you went in at a time that nobody was on him, then it's real cheers. Why isn't he driving an on him? That's what a bias does in Yasharam. Well, no, it's talking about actually that he had a pretty good reason for leaving. Namely, a lion snarled. So the Shema Kolar Yeval. He heard the lion snarl and he ran for it. So what do you mean? Yasi Amdimata. What do you mean? So then, well, let's see what he could have done. My having a never had. What was he supposed to do? He should have gotten some guys together with some sticks and say, "Hockey, my Irish Shomer Sakha, the Shomer Fino Nan." I mean, if that's the case, then you're telling me it's part of normal Shmira. So, why even a Shomer Fino also, which should be the same thing. You're the one who says, brother. But in a case where Shomer Kinon could have called together some other guys and say, "Hey, give me a hand over here and pick up some sticks to chase away a lion," then he's responsible also. It's called negligence, not to do what normally people would do. Did you ever watch Out of Africa? She does that. And she can do it, he can do it. No, the lion didn't chew nobody, he ran. You can get a wild female running at a lion, he runs. Well, Shomer Chinam Bechinam, Shomer Sakar Bechar. Now, the difference would be a Shomer Chinam would only have to do this if people are willing to come for free, but a Shomer Sakar would have to pay. V'yakama, how much would he have to pay? Actually, the name. He'd have to pay them up until the value of the animal itself. What are you talking about? Why would he be tied to pay? Because then, I mean, then you're saying that if he would have paid, it would have been an accident. It wasn't something he could have prevented. So now you're telling me he has to pay in order to make it not an onus? Where do we see that from? No, God has shackled the name of Balabai. I think he has to pay from his pocket. But we're saying that the arrangement for the Shomer Sakar includes his laying out the money to hire people, which then he will get back from the owner. I'm going to leave a couple of animals at it. So that if he's paying as much to save these animals as the animals are worth, suddenly he goes up the value of the animals. What's the point? You got to break in a new secretary. It may cost you the same amount for the new secretary, but you're no way that you want to replace your old secretary. You think a secretary is hard to train. Think of an animal. Well, I don't know, actually. Right? So the deal of getting the animal used to the schedule and this and that, it's all a hassle. Yeah. Of course, you'll pay the money to be able to maintain your old animal. Right? Or it could be simply in order to avoid the tier for you, they're off to go around. I gotta start looking at a guy, start bidding, you know, the heck with it. You have an animal, you want to keep the animal. Whereas Rapit and Rabba Bar Huna did not hold of this, that the guy could go take a break because everybody else is taking a break. The owner, they say the owner can say, he's not paying you. It's because I expect you to be watched better than I would have watched you, because I know I would break for coffee. I'm paying you in order not to break for coffee. That's how they understand it. Barada sabula, barada de sabal, because ma'ada kiyuta agamna de narish, he was moving animals over the Narish Bridge. Dr. Kadala Kavrata, and being in a Narish place, one of them kicks the other one, Vishadita Vamaya throws it into the water. Also, the commander of Papa, so the owner is to him, comes to Rafapa, Rafapa says, you gotta pay. How am I doing? You gotta pay. My Avila, what am I supposed to do? An animal kicks another animal off the bridge. Oh, my lady, why look at Abu Rekha the call? You should have taken them over one by one. Oh, my lady, oh, a big shot. Your daughter, Deva Barakatka, huh? The Matumeva Kodakoda. I suppose you know that your nephew would have taken them over one by one. Well, what do you know about it anyway? Nobody takes things over one by one. Listen. Oh, my lady, listen, buddy. Tvatsof would come out to come up with plenty of people before you scream their heads off. Well, you could ask them, but ain't nobody here paying any attention. You just pay your money and leave the courtroom. Thank you. Next case, please. Ivo put some flax by Runia and shvoked him, and he shantamine, he grabbed it away from him and stole it. At the end, everybody figured out that it was the shmo, no, actually it was shvo, that had stolen it. So now after the come Rav Nachman, he comes, Rav Nachman says, since we know who the Ganav is, So you're the one who should be responsible to get it back from the Ghana. Does this mean that he argues with Nachman and Ravuna Baravin, the Shalakha Ravuna Baravin, Nignava Ba'oni, the Akarka Hukara Ganav? Because he sent the Truva that said that if something was stolen, Ba'oni, and then we find out who the Ghana was, Im Shomer Chinamu, Ratsa Nishba, Ratsa Ose Imodim. If he's a Shomer Chinam, then he's got a choice. He can either be Nishba or he can be Osa Din.
What?
Nishba
wanted to be,
what was it? Yeah, that he wasn't. It was just Nishba. I mean, there's three things that he wasn't. Shalayim Goyad, it's not in the Bushes now, and of course that he wasn't a Bushaya. Im Shomer Sacharu, Osa Imodin, they know Nishba. And then, if he's a Shomer Sachar, then he has no choice. He has to be Osedin. He doesn't have a choice of being Nishba. Now, Runia was a Shomer Chinam. Rav Nachman had said he had to pay because it was Zuchar Aganav, And here, according to Rav Huna, the only one who would have to pay would be a Shomer Sof. Amar Rava, Hosam, Gavri, the Pormuz, Gavri, Kainu. Yira Makala, Ava, Osu, Masimler. You got the case wrong over there. The reason, we just threw in, the Talmidim thought the reason was because it was Hukaragana. That's why the Shomer Chinam is responsible. The real reason it was responsible is because there were Christian cops standing nearby. If he had wanted to avoid the guy coming off, all he had to do was scream. He didn't want to make a fool of himself. He didn't call the cops. So he was responsible anyway as a Shomer Chinam. That was the point there. The Eve Echad Eino Ones. An attack by a single wolf is not considered to be an Ones. You can always be a wolf. But Shnei Zeivim Ones. Two wolves already is a pack. And that's an Ones. Rav Yehuda Omer B'Sha'at Mishlachat Zeivim Av Eve Echad Ones. It's a time in which the wolves are loose. And even a single wolf. Oh, yeah. Shnei Kulavim Eino Ones. Two dogs you can fight off. Yadua Habavli Omer Mishum Rabbi Meir depends. Two dogs are coming at you from one direction. Yeah, you can fight them off. But if they're coming from two directions, forget it. Get out of there. And our Rebbe's dog, I'll tell you, if he's a Rebbe's dog, for sure, stay away. If he's an Arabish dog, also stay away. If he's a Rebbe dog, then already you can fight him. Halistin, Harezeh Oni. An armed robber is considered to be an Oni. And an Ali, a Dov, an Amer, a Bible, a Nachash, all of these things are considered to be Onasim. Amatai, Bismach Shabo Me'alehem. Now this is only where he's in a normal place and these things now invade his territory, Abel HaLechem. If he took his animals to a place in which he knows that they're going to be Chayavali Sim, then it's his problem. He shouldn't have brought it there. Ain't no Oni. Meta kedarka, if it dies, Hareza on it. Sakpao meta. If he abused the animal and it died, we'll see this thing, even if it didn't die immediately, but some later point it died, we're assuming it's because of the abuse. Then it's not considered to be an owner. The animal breaks away and runs up to the top of a cliff and falls, it's an owner. If he couldn't control it. If he brought it up there and then it broke loose, he couldn't control it, enough. Who made that then ain't no onus just because it's got the Rishia. Ask the Gemara, Vatanya Deva Chad Onus. The Brisa says that a single wolf is an onus. Omra Nachabai Yitzchak, that's going according to Rav Yehuda, and it's talking about Bishat Mishlachat Zeirim. That's at a time when the werewolves are out, and according to Rav Yehuda, even a single wolf, you shouldn't start up with in those kind of circumstances. Halitim, Hareza Onus. Now why exactly is the, you're saying, a robber is an onis. Why? Why can't, I mean, it's one against one. Luki gavaladi gavad. My rabbi, we see mizuyam. Come on, arm, robber. Well, how about if the shepherd is armed? What would be the din of an armed robber and an armed shepherd? Mao. Me amin and uki gavaladi gavad. Do we say, well, it's one on one? So what do we say? Look, the robber, this is his business. I mean, you know, he didn't come for play games. He came because they
divided over. Correct.
Exactly. And the roeh. I mean, look, he's not in this to risk his life. Yeah. The high matanachi v'high low matanachi. That's reasonable to say he's not responsible to play them off. Only abay l'rova. Ashkechei Rav, I said to Rav, you know, I once watched his shepherd. He goes over to this location, and he shouts out, normally, Gan Vestaya Baduka Planya, hey, you rotten, stinking Ganev who's hiding out in that cave, yonder. Just wanted you to know. Yasina Kastrakov Gavri, you know what? I got 25 guys with me. And Ikabadan. And Kakvakak Kalvi Ikabadan. I also got 50 dogs with me. The Kakvakak is Afkata Ikabadan. I've also got 10 machine guns. I dare you. And of course the guy comes with 50 guys, 100 dogs, and 50 machine guns, and takes it from him. I was wondering what happens then. We all have a shock on my, what's this? I'm like, how they only came, I'm not coming to do that, I believe it. And he brought it on himself. I mean, he has to go and announce exactly what he has and so on. That's like walking into the lion's den. And therefore, it's his responsibility.
Come on, here. No. So you know when you're allowed to?
You should have kept your mouth shut.
You can go on.